Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's time for the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, James
and Jenna,
and with our special guest,
Garrick.
Yay! Victory is ours. We finally got rid of Salsa.
Yes, indeed. We told him that he could be replaced. We should have told him he can just be removed. That's the secret, is he can be replaced with nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I've set the laptop to check the local hockey scores and browse Facebook. And
I suppose.
It's just doing that on its own. And there we go.
Yeah.
All right. Salsa was replaced with a tiny script. So, apropos of nothing, we have our drinks with us.
Oh, God. So what is this, James?
I've done something terrible. I decided...
I'm shocked.
this is a Blue Moon Doctor.
A Blue Doctor?
Yeah, and it's it has a coffee liqueur.
Okay, I'm in.
Right. The two, double espresso...
Yeah.
Well,
I love coffee liqueur and Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh. And then also Blue Curacao. And then for the moon part, the corn moonshine.
No. Whiskey. I was about to enjoy this.
So it's Curacao?
Yeah, I believe
I've always called it Curaco.
Might be Curaco.
But it's like Magneto. Growing up, I always like, it's Magneto.
It should be, because
it makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does.
But, yeah.
Well, Magneto is the British pronunciation.
Oh.
I have no idea. True facts I just made up. There we go.
Excellent. Yeah.
All right. So, should I smell
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
or?
It's got
a
strong... I smell the Dr. Pepper and coffee.
I didn't
coffee.
Have to lift it
It's got
to
a lot
my
of coffee.
The smell just crawled out and came to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
and then
like
punched
a,
me.
Like a fart in an elevator.
Right. Oh, okay.
When there's three of us, so we really don't know who.
It's James. It's definitely
it's
James.
Either that or the fart cupboard is leaking.
Aw. All right, drinking?
I actually really like this.
I've had worse.
Huh.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I can taste the corn whiskey moonshine in it, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's really mild. Nice. It's more the coffee liqueur and Dr. Pepper.
I love
mix.
The coffee liqueur.
The weird thing is, like, it's got a lot of Dr. Pepper in it, of course, but it doesn't have a ton of the coffee liqueur. It's just very potent.
Maybe it's just the smell, because I have a big nose.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
It's empowering.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I don't hate it.
I'm pleased.
I'm going to drink this.
Yeah.
And it will be drunk. And then possibly so will I.
Yay!
Off of that, I guess you're 5 feet.
I'm 5'2".
Which is an important, like, it's...
Yeah, you know, when you're on the lower scale, you are very specific.
I'm 5'2 and a half, thank you very much.
I do the
much.
Same thing, even though I'm over 6 feet. I'm like, I'm 6'2 and a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah, no, because I also always did, like, the, I'm 5 and a half. Like,
I believe that.
Right.
I believe that you were that particular.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm usually playing the Chevy Chase Fletch card, like, oh, I'm 6'4", 6'8", with the afro, which I've actually never had an afro.
Right.
And my hair's thinning anyways now, so
I'm
6'4"-ish.
I mean, I'm supposed to be taller. I'm supposed to be taller. I have spinal curvature, so I'm supposed to be.
Oh, I do, too. I'm going to blame it on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, she's supposed to be, like, a Wonder Woman. She's
right.
supposed to be statuesque.
I am a Wonder Woman, thank you very fucking much. My height has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay. Take that.
Yeah. Look at Ant-Man and the Wasp. They're tiny.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. Don't look at Ant-Man.
No.
It's not the size that matters.
It's.
How did they not use that for the posters?
Right. Possibly because
Disney?
We're all 12-year-olds. Like, everybody would be giggling and somebody would get offended.
Well,
last time they did the Size Matters thing was on Godzilla, and you know how that one turned out. Yeah, so.
Oh, no, Matthew Broderick.
That's probably ruined that tagline forever now.
Right.
In film.
Suppose. Hey.
Size matters, but plot matters more.
Does it? I'm so excited for Pacific Rim 2. And that is essentially just big robots fighting.
Okay. I never saw the first, so.
I'm hoping that two of the robots will fall in love.
Oh, robot love.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
But it is the second movie. I am told anything can happen.
It is one of my favorite Cards Against Humanity cards.
Which one?
Teaching a Robot to Love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was one of the homemade cards. Aside from the one where we just drew a perfect dick butt on it. The other one was Miss Piggy's Crisp Bacon Vagina.
Yeah.
Ow.
Kermie.
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That reminds me.
Tastes like bacon.
Sizzling kind of. Bacon vagina? I don't know. I don't know which is funnier.
Sizzling
bacon vagina might be funnier.
Yeah.
Huh.
But only if you put Miss Piggy's in front of it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you
of
have
course.
To
yeah.
I mean.
God.
Why
sorry, I'm not a
amateur.
I'm
either.
Yeah. I'm an amateur.
An amateur what?
Everything.
Oh God.
Human being.
Oh God.
Would you say you're an expert amateur then?
Oh, I see what you did there. So
he's
usually
been doing it for way too long.
Usually we start off by talking about what we've been doing, but Salsa's not here, so I want to know what you've been doing.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about games, books, movies.
Theater.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Nerd stuff.
Yeah,
nerd stuff. Well, I directed one of the Fearless Five shows.
Yay!
For Conspiracies. Loved the experience.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite experiences directing I've had. And I will say this without any sense of this getting back to anyone who was actually in the cast, but they were just so giving. They were just like, let's try stuff. And sometimes you have to pull stuff out of actors to get them going. They were just like, let's try stuff. And I've never had a whole cast do that, so that was wonderful.
Mm. Nice.
And they were just excited to be there and having fun with it and playing. I laughed every single rehearsal, which is also sometimes rare.
Oh, I've had those rare rehearsals.
Yeah, so loved the experience.
Which one was yours again?
Deja Vu.
Oh.
The repeat.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. You know, it was a tough script because you have the same setup five times in a half hour. To keep people interested without, but also really move it good. Along.
Like, I didn't get bored at all during that.
No.
Like, I never like, the original setup, you're just kind of like, okay, things are happening, and then you start to get what's actually happening, and it's like, oh, this is fun. And, oh, God, some of the more... almost morbid parts in that. I was just like, oh God, why?
My actors hated the file folders.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, it, like, even I went to the preview and I watched file folders because file folders should be included in the list of things that you never put on stage along with animals and children.
Yes.
I did that on purpose, too.
Oh,
you son of a bitch. Because
they just, like, foomf everywhere and, like, spill their contents and, you know, it was... The effect was very good.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it with a cast who has a lot of improv background so they can roll with it.
Yeah. Oh, God. What do I do? Oh, shit.
I appreciated that.
My parents came and saw it. They said their favorite show was... With Friends Like These, which was the Alexa Siri one. So my parents were like, yours was good. We like the other one better.
It was that's how my parents work, too.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's good, you know. At least it means they're honest,
really
right?
It was a really well-done show, man. Well,
That's how my father works. My mother says, when is this going to be a paying job? Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you already have a paying job. You don't need another one.
Sure.
Well, what?
I mean, I could use some side hustle. It'd be good. Do the side hustle.
Excellent.
All right.
I will Macarena if you need me to.
Oh, God. Yeah. If we have a Macarena,
maybe after the break, you can do that for the home audience.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we'll record the audio.
Yeah.
Of you doing the Macarena, and
hey, Macarena,
singing along badly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I did that, which was a blast, and I've been a member of Fearless for a year now.
Nice.
Yeah, because I joined just before Die Laughing last year.
Congratulations. Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Die Laughing this week?
I am, because I actually get to participate in things. So many things.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you may be less excited after.
Stepping outside the comfort zone, which is what it's all about. So.
Yeah, I would say the Lego area is not a comfort zone.
No, there's nothing about that that's comfortable.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Yeah. So.
Oh, God. Are you performing in other shows during it then?
Besides yours?
Well, I was hoping you'd also include mine, but you know.
Oh, so let's talk about Jenna.
Oh,
let's talk about Jenna's show.
I'm always about
or one of her shows.
I mean, it's the only one I produce.
Yeah.
Outside of all of Die Laughing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
so you got that going for you, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is technically like 50 shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every
60
year.
Some. Yeah. Actually, because it's not
because of the half hour blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a couple that are longer than an hour too.
There are.
So
it's usually somewhere between 60 and 70 every year.
It's a decent chunk.
I think this year it's like 62 or 63. I have to verify that, but
It's a decent amount. So so I'm participating for the first time ever in White Male Privilege Dancers.
I'm super excited.
You want to leave a little to the imagination, both during that dance and also regarding what your dance is going to be.
I definitely have a concept narrowed down. It's an ode to one of my favorite artists from the 90s.
Beautiful. That's just beautiful.
One of them. I have a lot. I was diverse.
I did. I had her cassette. We're not going to tell anybody who it is. But I owned maybe three cassettes when I was younger. And it was her and R.E.M. and Cats the musical. Those were the three cassettes that I owned.
She was the first artist I realized that they did reprintings of albums, because I had the first cover and then they reprinted and did a second cover.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, this is a thing. And then Guns N' Roses came out with their Appetite covers and that got changed. And I was like, oh, this is totally a thing.
Nice. Yeah. So
that was good times.
Yeah.
Good story. I am great with the anecdotes.
Yay!
No, I was fascinated.
Is this why we usually go first?
I think so.
Ouch.
Aww.
So we can feel a little more self-important. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm doing Karaoke Gauntlet.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, so.
That's going to be... I'm scared because there's a part of it that involves doing a thing that I don't feel I have great strengths in. Like the first challenge involves that, and I'm
in the pretending
the thing with the stuff
stuff and things.
But I figure this is Fearless, right? You got to do something that pushes you. I don't ever feel comfortable doing that, so I'm just want to know what that is. You should join us at dielaughingmarathon.com.
Watch in person or online.
Anyway.
Oh, so we can't say what the first.
I have no idea if we can or not.
Yeah.
Our producer did not tell us.
So you want to leave it up to the imagination until we have that clearance. Right.
I'm secure on my songs, but
the first challenge is oh shit, what are you gonna do to me?
It's more like what's gonna get thrown my way that I have to try.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I am constantly impressed by people who can do the musical shows, and especially the ones that are competitions, like the lip sync challenge. And
I'm doing that this year too.
Okay. I put my name in. I don't know if I'm actually doing it. I should double check. I don't know if I made the cut.
Tim
so
said
daunting.
Anybody who said yes to it was in.
Well then I'm doing that.
So
yay!
I have a great concept.
So
for
we're
that
doing three shows together at least.
And then I'm doing Drunk Fairy Tales.
Oh!
At, 4:30 in the morning?
Sounds right. Bloody ass early in the morning,
Seems legit, yeah.
Yeah. I booked that one there on purpose, and with great reason, is that by the time we get there, either you'll be drunk or you'll be so sleep deprived you'll be acting up. So,
I considering I get up at 5 a.m. usually.
Yep.
Yeah, I will be punchy. Fully admit. And then right before that is comedy fight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then is White Male Privilege Dancers that night too?
I don't remember.
I have three that night.
It's probably a White Male Privilege.
So yeah. So.
I think so. Seems likely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a strong possibility.
So I'm excited to step outside my comfort zone on a number of things.
Good.
Oh my God.
No.
I remember. Fearless has pushed me to go much farther too.
I mean, we keep hoping you'll go farther away, that's why we keep pushing.
Yeah.
Wah, just wah. James, go.
What's
go.
China like this time of year? The complete opposite side of the globe.
Yeah.
Find out. I hear everything's upside down from here.
It's smoggy.
Yeah.
I believe it.
God. Is that why my Magic 8 Ball always says answer unclear?
If you're thinking about going to China, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. That's what I have coming up for theater.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did a concert-style Chicago this last weekend, which was...
Yay.
Got to sing Billy Flynn's songs. Because when I was actually in the show, I was Amos and did Mr. Cellophane.
Yep.
Ah.
I got knocked up because of Mr. Cellophane.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't
a
you.
Different.
Yeah. It was a different individual.
Yeah.
My baby daddy, in fact.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's how knocking up works.
I put that together. I was just clarifying for people who don't fully know you, who just randomly are searching for podcasts.
Well, you've got fully like a good one of my favorite Amos's was John C. Reilly, and so you have a really good John C. Reilly type voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's got a super pleasant voice. And I don't know. Yeah.
Take that.
I figured it was just because I make a good sad sack.
Aww. One of the co-pilots from the Awful Copter, my former permanently on hiatus podcast, was the most sad of sad sacks. Mm. So you've got it's a high bar.
Yeah. Wait, which one?
Or a very low bar? Steve. Steve was the saddest of the sad. Mm. Yeah, so much so that he would affect the people sitting directly around him. Like
Debbie warp. Downer?
Yeah, warp their it was a distortion field of some kind. It was amazing. Yeah.
No, I was just excited when I did that show as Amos, mm-hmm. and when I got done with Cellophane, you could hear the audience go,
Oh, God.
And when you can get a whole theater to do that, you're like, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're just sitting back there like, yes, your bitty is delicious to me.
I've done it. Yeah, so getting to sing Billy Flynn's songs was very different.
But
fun.
Excellent. Yay.
Three rehearsals to learn all the music and lyrics. I was like, I could use one more.
Yeah.
I'm horrible with memorization, too.
Well, but it was, it was just a musical review. It was just the singing, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's helpful. Like, you didn't have to stage anything.
There was some dance.
There
was some movement, yes.
You had dance in only three... Holy shit.
Yeah. Not epic dance. Not like, I'm sweating to the oldies or anything like that. But there was definite, I got to remember. Okay, arm up, go sashay left or whatever terms are. I don't know. I'm not a dancer.
It sounds legit to me.
Sashay.
I don't... I thought sashay was what you did with a pan.
What?
And butter.
Oh, God. No, go away. Just get out.
No,
just
I think
leave.
that's the stuff
no,
you,
come back. You bring
smoke,
me
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sashish?
I was thinking sativa.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I failed the game.
I thought a sashay is what a woman wore around her waist with her dress.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sashay.
I thought that was the thing
Canadian
with the fringe on top.
Canadian one.
Canadian women.
Huh? I thought that was the thing with the fringe on top.
But ducks and geese and... But all of the scurry.
James has he's trying to work backwards.
No, I got it.
I'm not there. I don't...
Surrey.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Surrey with a fringe on top.
No, I thought that was the ice beverage that you get from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the worst game.
This is fantastic
good.
And awful. This is delightful Yay. In its horridness.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
So what else? Wait, yeah. What else have you been up to?
Let's see. With all that, I try to read. I'm sure. To that stage in my life, though, where I like to read to relax before I go to bed.
Right.
And I will get like a chapter, and then I'm like, I'm done.
It's like a trank really? Dart.
Yeah, so it takes me forever to actually read a book.
I'm still like, if I start a book, I am finishing that book. Like, I will go all the way through the night to get to the end of the book. That's why I don't read much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so I read the first two books in The Expanse, which were wonderful, but they're 10-page chapters, so I'd get 10 pages and be like, I'm done. So it took me like 3 months to read the first two books.
Oh, wow.
Is that related to the
TV series?
TV series, yep. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that I was tracking.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Love the series. Have you guys seen it?
The series is quite good.
Yeah.
I don't pop culture see things.
I appreciate the noir flavor of it.
Yeah, and that's in the books.
Hmm.
But the TV show is what made me want to go and read the books. Sci-fi did a great job with that, and then The Magicians.
Oh, yeah?
Made me read those
books, too. I have
friends
who are real big into The Magicians. I don't doubt you. I may doubt that show. But no, I like the idea of noir novel, space noir, like, she stepped through my airlock. Her spacesuit covered her, but still revealed all. You know, whatever some kind of something. Mm-hmm. It would be, yeah.
You know, and there's some hard sci-fi in there for the people who like that. But there's also, you know, proto-molecules that are multiplying and all that. And you're like, it's sci-fi.
Have you seen any of Altered Carbon?
I've heard it's good. I have not. Is that Netflix?
You might like it. I believe it's on Netflix, yeah.
I don't watch Netflix shows.
Scandal.
I mean,
outrage. I also don't watch Netflix shows.
I will say you're missing out on Daredevil.
I picked up the first two seasons on Blu-ray. They're on my to-watch pile.
Well, there you go.
That and Jessica Jones.
Ah, I found that series very difficult to watch. Not because it's really good, but it's also just
that's one
traumatic.
Of those ones that like a few people that know my background were like, you might not want. Watch this one, and I'm like, but it sounds really good.
No, it is. It's very well done.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like watching a fake autopsy. That's really well done.
I can handle that.
Right, I can't.
Oh. Mm. Well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The coffee mixes well with the Dr. Pepper.
It does. I frequently drink what we call a Dr. Tiki, which is Kahlua and Dr. Pepper. It's a bit sweeter than the espresso thing, but yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki.
All right.
Okay.
So
I'm like, what's the inside joke and what can I participate in?
All of it. Just throw yourself in. Yeah.
You don't need to be a part of the joke. You don't need to get the joke.
Nope.
You can just go.
Make it your own joke.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Come up with your own thing. Do it.
It's fine. Today's show is us, but it's also you.
I don't know if you're here.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Me?
Right. It's like shake and bake. We make the chicken, we go and get it, we put everything into the baggie, but you helped.
That sounded so exceptionally patronizing.
Right, it was
like,
that was the
there's patronizing and then there's what you did. Like, I think you just set back the women's rights movement about 50 years with that.
Well, actually, Jenna.
Oh, buddy.
The thing that I love about those commercials was that this kid is like, and I helped, right? And the mom's like, yeah, all I did was everything else other than shaking the bag full of breadcrumbs. You fucking kid. Right.
No, she had this delightful look on her face, though, like serene mom, like, yes, you did, sweetie.
So would you consider that one of your worst commercials?
No.
One of the worst commercials for you, just like it cringe-inducing for you?
No, there are way worse.
The first one that pops to mind is the Devilment one with the, like, the twins. And it's mostly because as soon as I saw them, I knew that fucking jingle was going to get stuck in my head. Like, that's the first one that pops into my mind. I'm like, aw, son of a bitch.
See, I don't mind a good jingle.
In fact, now I think it's in my head.
What? When you dig in deep for a jingle, what's the one? What comes up?
Ooh.
Oh, so many. Like what just popped into my head was, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah. Did you guys know they're closing Toys R Us across the U.S.?
Yep. Aww. Well, I was in a Toys R Us within the last year. They've been closing them for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't buy toys anymore, so it doesn't affect me.
Hey, I'm looking for something. Do you work here? Kinda. Well,
Oh. Well, you can find stuff easier online.
Yeah.
That's what's killing a lot of brick and mortars.
Although it is changing back now as a result of, Amazon.com has this huge problem with a bunch of knockoffs from all over the globe. Where if you search for wristwatch band or something like that, even if you put in a brand name, you're going to get 3 to 5 pages of knockoff, off-brand, sometimes like very convincing sort of pirate products.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be super cheap. They're going to be made very cheaply. Often they will have reviews that are from an unrelated product and things like that. Like it's really shady stuff, and then you'll get to the real products much later on, but people are starting to get to the point where they go, I can't fucking trust it anymore. So Best Buy is seeing a resurgence.
Well, don't you think Amazon will work through that by tightening up their security?
Better.
Maybe it's good for business if they don't. It's also, well, I mean,
is it really
short term? It's good for business if they don't, because they make a percentage on every transaction, and if they get, you know, 1,000 of these super cheap transactions, it's the same as a small number of these really good ones. So I don't know. I would like it if they were a little more, you know, one account per business, please. Please put only reviews that apply to your product on here. It's There was a huge deal about that online recently. I don't know.
Hey, you guys, what's the last thing you looked for on Amazon?
Well, that's a really good question. No, I know exactly what it is.
I know, because I did it today.
Yeah, what was it?
A mesh shirt.
Yes! I think I know why.
Yeah, and let me tell you, there's not a lot of big guy clothes on Amazon to begin with.
Nope.
It's very specialty. You got to go to like Casual Male, DXL.
Yeah. Right.
For my clothes. So for me to try and find something that's a little outside the norm, like mesh shirts, I couldn't even find it on bear sites. Because they're like, well, we have big bears, but we don't have big bears. Yeah. And I'm like, really? Why can't a straight guy say, I want a mesh shirt?
Right?
Right?
God. Yeah.
So that was my last thing I looked for.
Okay. What was your last thing, James?
For similar reasons.
Yes! I love my influence over the world. Excellent.
It was a mask of Sloth from the Goonies.
Oh.
I won't say why.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
It's not for a sloth costume.
This is delightful.
You are welcome for the mystery, everyone. Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's your time down here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Jenna, what was yours?
I was looking at harps, actually.
Oh, today, in fact, yes.
I was. I figured out exactly how much money I have to spend on things that are not, like, super necessity worth. Like, because I'm getting my tax return back. I always do this thing. I withhold extra for my taxes because I hate paying in.
Right.
And I do. I'm never quite sure what projects are going to fall my way throughout the year, so I just have extra held back and, like, whatever. Plus, I still, this might be my last year. I might be able to claim her next year, but I've got that you know, kid.
Right.
That happy little tax deduction, and all of her medical stuff is in that. I'm sure. Getting a very sizable tax return back. Mm-hmm. And I have very specific, like, actual, what I call life forwarding things that I want to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
But you should always buy something for yourself. And I was like, okay, this is the amount of money that I'm going to use to buy a harp, right? Harps are pricey as fuck. Like, P.S.
Yeah.
To get a kit, just like a harp kit, for like your average harp will be somewhere to between like maybe $500 to $1,000, just for a kit.
So what's in a kit for a harp?
Everything that you need to put together a harp. That's just, it's like the IKEA of harps.
So it would be like the bass, the
yeah, you've got but it's strings. Even, usually it's like you have to press the boards together. You have to build it. It's just everything's like the wood's pre-cut out and stuff like that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, so especially because they just give you one tiny shitty little wrench.
Like IKEA.
Yeah. And just this awkward picture, like genderless picture, putting things right together. Like,
yeah. I don't understand why, but they have like three casters out of the four that I'm supposed to get, and then the door doesn't close all the way every time. It's just
actually my last IKEA thing, the thing that I have my coffee maker on.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's, yeah, I put that together. That was supposed to be a two-person job. I did it myself, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Because you are as talented as two people.
It's at least.
You're
at least
talented as you are tall.
Ooh.
Aww.
Oh.
I'm really tall in kid years. But so I was looking for harps. Just to, like, see, maybe Amazon has kits. And they do actually have some stuff that's on the cheaper side that is still probably doable. But I don't know, man, if you're going to invest in an instrument. Oh, and that was the other thing.
Do you want to buy it from Amazon? That just seems like a weird place to buy an instrument.
I mean, I've purchased other drums and things off of Amazon before.
Sure.
So, you know, it's doable. But I'm like, I know harpists. Like, I know people that are local that might have better ideas or deals or whatever. So I posted to Facebook. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm looking for a harp on the cheap. And one of my friends messaged me, and she was like, or she posted a comment. She was like, PM me. I'm like, are you about to pull a harp out of your trench coat? Like, is this what's going to happen right now? Because I'm super excited for this. But she's a local harpist. She's been a harpist for like 30 years or so. And I was like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I have this harp, the one that I played out at the Renaissance Festival for years. I don't play it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The soundboard popped off. And that's like about a year ago, like the soundboard popped off. And she's like, so that's going to need to get fixed. But it's a fairly easy fix for anybody that actually has that kind of skill. She was like, do you just want to have it? And I'm like, this is the harp from my childhood. I watched you play it when I was growing up. Yes, that'd be awesome. Oh, my God, I'm touched. Like, just, so I'm going to have to pay to get it fixed. But
it's still cheaper than
a $1,000 harp kit.
And better than an Amazon harp, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, pretty likely better than better than a kit
this is a well-seasoned, well-loved harp. And she was like, I didn't want to just get rid of it. And I love the idea of somebody I know actually, you know, strumming it once in a while.
So how many instruments do you play?
That's a really good question. None of them very well anymore, is the correct answer. But I grew up, growing up, I went to a music magnet for elementary school. So, the first thing I learned to play was piano, because it's a C bass. It's super easy. It's, you can, you know, even little kids can bang on keys and not break anything. So that's, you know, it's a good starting.
Right.
I learned how to play piano before I learned how to play recorder. I know, right?
I never learned to do either.
Really? You never got recorder? quarter glasses?
No, I definitely did.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
No, I was just real...
real bad?
Powerfully bad.
Okay. But then in third grade, I started with violin. I added violin to that. And then throughout the course of elementary school, I learned how to play all of the four major stringed instruments. So violin, viola, cello, bass, at least to a certain extent. Violin was the one that I always stuck with.
Mm.
But, like, there's something about playing a bass line, man. Oh, my God. Playing a bass line in an upright is just... powerful.
The sound is awesome.
Especially when
I love upright basses. When a band has an upright bass in the mix, you're like, you can tell the difference.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. And there's something about doing that as like a fifth grader that it's like little women in big trucks. It is such a powerful feeling of, yeah, bitches, I'm doing this. You will call me before my bass line. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, and then my mom had a guitar, so I taught myself how to play what I call church guitar, which is enough chords to be able to lead people through church songs, and I did that, like... for several years. I did take harp lessons from about 11 to 13, 14, somewhere in there. So I this would not be my first time touching a harp. Like, I have played harp before. About 8-9 years ago, picked up mandolin. Because it's the same stringing and fingering as a violin. There's just two strings to each note as opposed to one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I think it's the same string, like, in general, as like a
G-D-A-E.
Ukulele.
G-D-A-E. Maybe. It's G-D-A-E. I don't think it's the same as
a
ukulele.
Yeah, no, G-C-E-A is the...
Yeah, so, it's different.
I wonder.
That's you in the corner.
That's you in the spotlight.
Losing.
Because that's a mandolin. He plays in that, right?
Seems right.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Along
with every Rod Stewart song.
And then like I also picked up drums somewhere in there. I do tribal primarily, although I've
which I've seen you play.
Yeah,
drums.
But I have done a kit too, so not exceptionally well. But I can keep a beat on a kit. It's about as exciting as I just made it sound. But yeah. So I think that, like, a little bit of penny whistle. I never really got into anything that required breathing, though, so.
Singing requires breathing.
Well, okay, singing's different. To me.
That's an inside bagpipe.
Be really happy. So yeah, I don't know how many instruments I play, but I know how many I've pretended to play or have played in the past.
James?
Sure.
Which
how
is
many,
about
how
that
many do
many.
I play?
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is, like, my mother plays banjo, guitar, piano. She was the pipe organist for the Methodist church that's on Hennepin, like that giant Methodist church.
You mean just, Hennepin United Methodist
Church?
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, okay.
The one with the art gallery inside it.
Hennepin United Methodist Church.
And she
is that Hennepin United Methodist Church?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
okay.
They're loving and accepting of all kinds, by the way.
She was a pianist with the chamber orchestra, that kind of stuff. So like she's incredibly talented. She taught a ton of people to play piano, and I just couldn't fucking do it.
I feel you. My problem was my left and right hands wanted to do the same thing.
Yep.
Which,
that's the
when you're trying
thing
to do bass line, and then, I couldn't do it. Like, even now, no one else can see this besides you two, but.
Visual joke on an audio cast.
Yeah. That's me in a nutshell.
That's this podcast in a nutshell, so well done.
She tried. And my sister did magnificently. Like, my sister was playing Moonlight Sonata from memory by 8. She's a monster when it comes to that thing. My sister also plays a ton of different instruments, guitar and everything. Mm-hmm. And I am just now kind of learning to play the ukulele badly. So it's I've been doing that for a year and a half or so, practicing fairly regularly. It's getting better with a question mark audibly placed at the end. I learned how to sing and how to whistle when I was really young and spent a lot of time doing that and not having much patience for instruments. I tried so many things. I tried piano, guitar. French horn is the only like natively left-handed instrument, always left-handed. And I still couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And right. I don't know. I tried. Recorder, yes. Nope. No, it was awful. I was that, you know, like the, oh, well, like he's trying real hard to, oh, that's not good.
Aww.
Yeah. My recorder disappeared pretty shortly after that concert. It was, I found it years later. I was like, oh, my recorder was like, it's in this trunk. My mom was like, yep. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
What about you, Gare?
So my parents made me take 2 years of piano, and I just couldn't get it. But I'm glad I did take it, because I at least learned how to read sheet music.
Yeah,
which helped me.
Not good
in
at reading
high
sheet
school
music.
And college and musical theater in general.
Right.
Like I can pick out my notes, which is great, because then I can take a score and just go plunk notes out and like, there's my note, okay, you know, and work that way. But to actually play something, not happening.
Mm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So I became a pseudo singer.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Like I sing. I have a lot of character when I sing. I'm never going to be invited to sing at a wedding.
No. Nope.
I don't have that type of voice, which is fine.
Don't you?
I kind of want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing at a wedding now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it would happen.
We'll see. I mean, it depends on if my mom gets married again out at Fest.
What?
Kayla. Sylvia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If she gets married to Poor Life Choices again.
Okay.
Or someone else. Then we, her sons, will have to find, you know, some way to make that a magical ceremony for
Excellent.
Her. So.
I'm not a festie, though.
No, I know.
I know.
Oh. We would have to arrange it.
Eric T was trying. He's like, you could come. And I'm like, I like my weekends.
Right. I mean, you could always try to get like a volunteer contract, and then you can just come out whenever you feel like playing.
I mean, I know.
I did love going out this last year, though, and just having a mission of just going to see Fearless things or people involved with Fearless or Tangential.
It's always fun to have like a,
so that was
a
great.
Thing, like a goal or a mission or an adventure lined up for you. Like,
Because usually, you know, I'll go once a year, and usually I always had the, okay, right away in the morning, beer, cheese, bread, bowl. Wait a bit. Mm. Then food is so expensive, so I'm like, wait a little bit longer. But I really want a apple dumpling with cinnamon ice cream.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, well, now I'm still really hungry, but I don't want to spend money on any food, so I'd leave.
Oh. Yeah,
so I'd usually make it to around 2 o'clock.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's fair.
So.
And then we just find you at, like, the Chaska McDonald's.
Buffalo Tap and Savage.
Oh I've never been.
Oh.
I was going to say Burger King, because then you get a crown. You can be like, I'm the king here. Whatever.
It's real good.
Yeah, thanks.
I haven't had a cardboard crown in like 5-10 years.
Oh my god. They used to give out the little cardboard crown things like at Fest for the kids in like the kids realm. Like they did that for a couple of years, and I think it was like the first or the second year they had all of these leftover ones that had like been in the rain, so they couldn't even be like reused or anything like that. But they're all dried up at this point, right? So they're just
warped.
Nobody can confirm this. Nobody is hearing of anything from me.
Sure.
But there were rumors that after the festival closes, that the cannon has been used to shoot other things. And what I have heard from this hypothetical situation, this rumor that's just going around, is that these crowns were, in fact, placed into the cannon and shot out and came out like confetti. And there there were children's crown bits all over the hillside. I really wish I'd seen that.
Yeah.
That just sounds delightful.
Not that anyone knows anything about that.
Not that that's an actual thing that's happened. It's pure rumor and speculation.
Hypothesis.
Yes. Yeah. If that were to happen, it was amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I don't play any instruments.
Okay.
2 years ago, though, I got my dad just mentioned in conversation that I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar so I could play a song. I'm like, what song? He's like, it doesn't matter, just a song.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago for Christmas,
sure,
I got him a guitar.
Oh.
And I, how do you wrap a guitar without somebody saying, that's a guitar? So I put a note in a card, stuck the card under the tree, and left the guitar in my car.
Sure.
So he opens the car and he's like, go up to the... And it was a riddle. So he had to figure out that, I think it's in the trunk of his car. So he went out, he lifted the back of my trunk, looked in, saw the guitar. His face looked like a 5-year-old's when they get their...
Yay!
And I was like, yes! Win! He got lessons, made it through 4 lessons, and then he was like, it hurts my hand. And I'm like, well, yeah, you have to work on that. It will get better. And he's like, I don't want to. So he decided to stop. So this last Christmas, he was like, I'm never going to play it. Do you want it? And I'm like, well, I want to learn how to play. I just have to, for me, it's finding the time.
I was about to say, did you get through 4 lessons?
I haven't yet because got to my house and a string broke.
Oh, God.
Ah.
So now I'm like, well, first I got to learn how to string a guitar. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I've just been busy because I went from fiddler to yada, 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 yada. And now all of a sudden it's middle of March. And I'm like,
from yada, 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 yada.
Did you just yada, yada your theater life? Yes.
Yada, 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 yada,
yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Good. So I have a guitar. I just need to learn how to string it and play it.
Gotcha.
And I have a friend who's like, I can come over and teach you a little bit. And I'm like, that
something
would be helpful.
Kind of awesome happened for me with that. Because, like I said, I'm learning to play the ukulele.
Mm.
And I bought a baritone ukulele, which would ordinarily be like $200-$300 for a kind of mid-range to high-range baritone ukulele. Not note range, price range. Yeah, so the quality range. I bought it from a lot that had gotten wet. The crate had gotten wet, and so they were worried that some of them might be damaged, and they were like, hey, if you give us $20 and $20 for shipping, you know, $40 total, you might get a $200 ukulele that's in perfect condition, and you might not. And if you're willing to take that risk, enjoy. And I did, right. And it was, and they said, you know, we've opened 20 of these, but there are 5,000 of them. We're not going to open all of them and check them all. Right. Yeah. So you're taking a risk, but if you're willing to do that, great. So that was what I did. And it turns out that the instrument was in perfect shape, but the some of the strings were corroded. I just took it over to the guitar center, and the guy has like a drill with a little socket on it that just goes whoop and restrings it. So...
Yeah.
It was a 5-second thing, and they did it for free because I bought the string, the replacement, strings there.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And I think there's a Guitar Center in Burnsville. Is that Schmidt Music? Is there
I
a guitar
Schmidt
center?
I bet Schmidt would do it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I think either one would do it for you.
Yeah, I've been
I just gotta
sublimely
find
pleased.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's like. Please tell me more.
For me, all of my practicing now, because I live with other people. Yeah. It was a lot easier when I was living by myself, but living with other people, primarily, I work overnights, so I'll bring a ukulele into the office when my work wife is out sick or on vacation or working from home. He'll send me a text message. He's like, hey, I'm not coming in today, so ukulele it up.
Yeah.
And then I'll just sit there in the dark, you know, like strumming, plinking on this thing, figuring out, you know, whatever.
I do too, and I don't even have a ukulele.
Nah, I get it. Wait. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I think I get it. We'll talk during the break. Speaking of which, we should take a break.
Oh, should we?
Yeah.
I was going to talk for a second about...
Oh, sure.
Well, now I forgot. God damn it. I lost it.
So we should take a break so you can figure it out.
Oh,
yes.
That was the other thing. So I was talking with a mutual friend of ours yesterday about how I was going to look into getting a harp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was super interested in, like, this whole harp thing because she's a music instructor. She's in a band, other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking about harp, and we're just nerding out music and harp and comparing it to, like, piano. And I was like, yeah, like, I was debating between this or getting a keyboard, but I really think I want a harp. Like, I just haven't had one. And it's cool and unique and all this other stuff. She's like, you know, I've got a keyboard that I'm not – it's just in my closet. And I'm
God
like,
damn it.
What? And she's like, yeah, it's – I mean, it's super good quality. It's my old – band keyboard.
It's the one I used to drag out to Fest all the time.
Yeah, and, no, not
the
that.
The soundboard popped off, and so you'll have to get
right.
that replaced. But,
so this is a keyboard that is super on the high end scale. But she was like, it's just been in my closet for the past 5 years.
Aww.
So, I'll sell it to you really cheap. I'm like, okay, are you sure? Like, and she's telling me, like, it's got weighted keys and 88 keys and, like, MIDI key, but, like, all of these things that I'm just like, that's worth at least $1,000. She's like, yeah, I'll sell it to you for X amount. I'm not going to tell people how much buying it from, but it's way less than what it's worth. And I'm just like, I if you're sure. So, yeah, now I'm just like, I had set aside $1,000 to purchase instruments, and at this point I'm... not to my budget yet. Like, I'm like, maybe
it sounds like you have money for a recorder.
It sounds like you have money to find more friends with instruments they don't want.
That they will sell to me super cheap.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if
high
you instruments,
quality instruments
yeah.
that you will give and or sell to me for way cheap. Like, I'm in. Or I'm going to get a Doomback and call it a day. One or the other. Like, yeah. Because I don't have a Doomback or a djembe. And I, as a tribal drummer at a Ren fair, I feel like I should own one of the two. So
I feel like you need one of those armpit bagpipe things.
I'm not going to pay money
that you, like,
for that. No.
Tie under the arm and then.
No, James, I feel like you.
Nobody wants that.
Don't need that.
No,
but
yeah,
I feel like you want that. I feel like you
I really want a concertina, and I went looking for a concertina. A little while ago.
Great, now I have a Tori Amos song in my head. Thank you.
Oh. I have a Harry Belafonte song stuck in my head because of it. I was like, yeah, concertina would be a good way to just sort of pick up accordion. They're really pleasant. It's something that I could carry out at Fest. You know, it's...
Right.
I should be able to maybe to learn it because even though my fingers are kind of stupid, like... I can maybe figure it out. But the thing is, like, I looked at them, and baseline, they're like $400 for an okay one.
Yep.
That will break in a couple of years.
Yep.
And that's a lot of money for something that I'm probably not going to be at all good at.
Right.
It's so much money for something that I'm going to be terrible at. And even if I do become good at this, I'm going to be fucking miserable at it to begin with. And that's, and I'm going to curse that money that I spent on it every single note that comes out like, oh, fucking, I spent so much. Fuck. Yeah. Nope. Ah, well. Such is life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a high-end Doombeck if there's anybody that happens to have one that they want to sell me.
Can you describe it so that people will recognize it if they find one in their grandparents?
Yeah, I saw your lips moving and that's...
I mean, it's a type of drum. It's the one that you think of when you think of tribal drumming. It's got like the curvy shape.
Hourglass.
Yeah, kind of hourglassy.
With a strap so you can carry it.
Yep, that's the one.
Sure. Yeah. See, just like that.
That's an instrument. You're good. You got this. Hey, should we take a break?
We should.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. And let's do that. Do 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 do.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
No, wait, I'm not ready. Shit.
Oh, let me get my pants on.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back! Welcome back to the Apropos of Nothing podcast. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Garrick.
Yay!
That was really good. Yeah.
Well done.
Ah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're just talking about how busy we've all been.
And it's not going to get better till after Die Laughing.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better for me after Die Laughing.
No.
You don't have a party room to plan this year.
No, I don't. But I do have two shows going up in June, one of which I'm a lead for and the other one I'm directing. And I really can't fuck up the one I'm directing. So I'm just screwed.
So what are you doing?
I'm directing Caucasian Aggressive Pandas.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And I feel like I can't go see it because of all the crap Burnsville has gotten for it.
You should go see it because of all the crap Burnsville has gotten.
He's a Burnsvillian.
I am from Burnsville. Every time they bring it up, well, Burnsville can't.
Banned in Burnsville.
So I'm like, not all Burnsvilleites. #
Now you definitely have to see it.
Is it Burnsvillians?
I definitely think villains should be in it.
I was about to say, it could Burns be just villains. Burns villains.
Yeah.
I offered Duck to perform it on my deck.
Oh.
And I'm we do sure a word of mouth and flattered. Of mouth in Burnsville to get people to show up on my lawn.
Right.
Bring chairs and
sure.
But, okay. Are we charging tickets?
Pass the hat.
So anyway,
right.
Yeah. You know what? We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
It was an idea to get it performed in Burnsville because I was not all Burnsvilleites.
Not all
Burnsvillians.
Burnsvillians. I like Burnsvillian.
Yeah, like vaudevillian.
Yeah.
There you go. Which was a tag team for a while.
Burns vaudevillian.
The vaudevillians was a tag team.
Oh.
Yes. That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
They had handlebar mustaches.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
They did really, the old school fisticuffs.
Yeah, the Queensbury rules.
Rules.
God. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Reminds me of fighting trousers.
Yes. They're not those ones.
The fighting trousers.
So Caucasian aggressive.
I'm directing that. It's
aggressive Caucasian.
Caucasian aggressive. June, aggressive. But I'm gonna have to, as soon as Die Laughing finishes, I'm gonna be pushing a lot more with that. I'm already in production meetings for that. So.
Hmm.
Rehearsals for my other show, Human Combat Chess, start the week of Die Laughing.
Yep.
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 Yep. Yep. So, yeah, I don't really get a break. And then all of my shows run through the end of June. And then there's Convergence. So it's a real good thing I'm not running a goddamn party room this year, because when the fuck would I?
Which here in a couple of weeks, we have to start planning our room once we get officially accepted.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Well, you need somebody to contribute a few hours. I know somebody who's not... Yeah. running a party room this year.
Is it me?
I mean, it's also you.
I mean, even though
you're a part of this, not running a party room.
Yeah,
thing.
even though there is no official paperwork on it anymore, I feel like I'm still probably your bitch.
Wait, mine or Garrick's?
Yes.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah, high five! Woo!
Oh. So what else?
That's what I'm.
That takes you through con, and then boom, you have fringe, and then fest.
And then I usually try to take October off.
Yeah.
And that generally works to varying degrees of success.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this month, like, I have had performances for like the past 3 Mondays, all of them at the Phoenix. Mondays at the Phoenix, like, that's just where I live now.
Sounds like that's your sitcom.
Yeah.
Mondays at the Phoenix.
I just walk in, I'm like, hey, Eric. He's like, hey, Jenna. Like, you want another
like
one of
like
these?
A Seinfeld. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
That. There it is. That's
Mondays at the Phoenix.
So yeah, but like,
on Friday nights.
Yes, this pleases me. So like, I just did a bunch of shows at the Phoenix, and now I'm doing PowerPoint karaoke, and I've got Vilification Tennis at the end of the month. Mm, yeah. And I told myself not to take on any shows in March because of Die Laughing.
Yeah.
And like, I just agreed to do PowerPoint karaoke today. Like, I'm just dumb. I'm dumb. I can't say no. Like,
that's how I felt about the Chicago thing. I was like,
right. So yeah, I'm like, I had to turn down another theater offer with a director that I've wanted to work with him for years as a performer. Like, I'm still doing violence choreography for him. But that's like a night as opposed to like actually taking on a role, which is way more of a time dedication. So I had to turn that down. There was another offer that I had that I was like, oh man, I'm sorry. I'm just booked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the point is that I have cut back and I could be way busier than I am.
How
right
many
now.
Fringe shows are you in this year?
So far, I am dedicated to performing in just one.
Oh.
There is another one that I have been asked for some possible help with if they need like mentorship or experience or, you know, how do I do this thing? But that's not.
By the time Fringe gets here, it will be 3.
At least. What? Look, I've got a reputation to uphold. I've
played Knifey Spoonie before. I feel like we've met. I know you.
I do want to take on another fight choreo gig for Fringe. Sure. I feel like that's just my thing now. Like, that's what I do for Fringe every year is I choreograph somebody's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to do that and get that under my belt. Oh, God, no, I do know what starts happening in October. I'm just booked for the rest of the year, you guys.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about what happens in October, but I'm just straight up booked.
Yeah.
I am legitimately booked for the... Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, I'm already...
I need more booze.
I'm already working with somebody to get an October Fear Fest thing.
Oh, sure.
The Horror Fest.
Yeah, the Horror Fest.
To get something collaboratively together for that. So
I want to go this year.
Yeah, it's always really good.
It's good. It's worth it.
But
it's worth your time.
I couldn't last year because of Fiddler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
which was fantastic.
Thank you. I was not fishing.
Job.
I was not fishing.
No, you weren't fishing.
Oh, you know.
But you did do it.
You know that show I did that you came down all the way? Yeah, no.
I drove all the way down and butt-fucked Egypt to come see your goddamn show.
You did. You did.
You were really good, though. Like, I get that. It's like your dream role, and you're like, yay. Like, yeah.
I'm not done with that role, though. I would love to do it again in a different location.
One that's not, like, an hour and change outside.
Well, more one that's more than, you know, 15 feet across.
Yeah, that was. Was that stage as deep as it looked? It looked deep.
It's
like
deep.
Ordinarily, the fiddler would not be on the roof, but we've got no more room on the stage.
Drinks are on the house. There's no drinks up here.
I get that. Like, but I still thought, like,
don't get me wrong, I had a wonderful experience.
Dance numbers were pretty good on there. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked cozy, but it was good. It
was. Mm. But the way that stage is, and the set pieces that they did build were a couple stairs. Yeah. It made the stage into a triangle. Mm-hmm. So for blocking, there were only certain points you could be in that triangle without blocking everybody. And when there's more than three people on stage.
Right.
No.
Crowd scenes. Nope, we're on the two walls.
Yeah.
Because there was nowhere else to go.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
That must have made the dream sequence really interesting.
It was.
Huh.
It was pretty... It was well done, though. Like, I think for working with the space and everything, like, yeah.
Yeah. Fiddler's been a favorite of mine as well. Because it was one of the ones that I grew up watching. The musical community theater thing that my mom was heavily involved with, they would do Fiddler, like, every 5 years.
Yeah.
Somebody's always doing Fiddler.
Yeah.
I feel like I also had a little too much Brian Blessed creeping into my voice.
Oh, yeah?
Lisa Wolf's alive! You know.
I didn't hear that, but, you know, perhaps.
A friend came, saw it, said, you sounded like Ringo Starr at times. I'm like, what? Ooh. I'll give you Brian Blessed if he'd come up with that. He didn't know who Brian Blessed is, but he's Ringo Starr, and I'm like... I'm just happy to be an Anatevka. You know, I didn't feel like I did that ever.
Actually.
Did I?
I mean, not that heavily into it, but like I can kind of see like bits and pieces where you kind of
dipped a bit. There's a little bit of British every once in a while.
You dipped a bit.
Yeah.
Mm. You did dip a bit. Mm. Yeah. But it never seemed unnatural or not like a part of what you were doing, so.
The ambiguous accent.
You know, if we had done it right, we would have just done it all in Yiddish.
I want to see that now.
I mean, yeah, all right. Down. Yeah,
yeah,
do I'd watch the shit out of that. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Well, if you ever do Fiddler on the Roof again, and they're looking for Fiddler, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the lookout for new violins.
Hasn't spent all her tax money yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not phone lines just started blinking. Yeah, it looks like somebody's calling in.
Thank you for participating in the AON member drive. We have we're about halfway to our goal of getting Jenna one of every instrument.
All of the instruments. I'm going to build my own goddamn orchestra.
She's going to have like a key sword tar. That's the key sword.
I want one.
Yeah. Good stuff. I am also pretty firmly booked until about November. And then I have a gig in December.
Yeah.
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 So.
Oh my God, are we all working performers?
It's not a terrible problem.
It's
kind of like having too many onion rings.
You can never have too many onion rings.
Well, there's, you think that.
And your breath stinks.
Like we definitely want to believe that we could have another onion ring. Like, I could fit another show in. Yeah, there's always room for another show. At some point, you just get real sleepy and sick. No, it's... Yeah.
And you guys are busier than I am.
Oh, my God. And then I'm, like, dating two people right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, kind of. Depending on how you define these things. But yeah, so like fitting in time for that too is also just like, so I'm doing all the shows and the die laughing. Oh yeah. And I'm trying to fit these people into my life and my friends.
That ended differently. That sentence ended differently than I thought.
Into my life. James, my
going
life.
To be. I thought.
Time. I want to give them some of my time.
Gonna end with a different word.
Vagina. That's the word you were thinking of.
No, I thought it was going to be couch, but
fine.
Yeah.
Fit them into my couch?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just so everybody can sit together and watch a movie.
By the way, we're having a Crystal Jumps party this Saturday,
yes!
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A what?
Crystal Jumps. Steven Universe and the Crystal Jumps.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, so yeah. Like there's a
It's not my thing.
Us, but group of us that get together and we watch Crystal Jumps episode. So, yeah, like trying to fit things like that into my life where there's these guys and then there's like friends. I have some, apparently. And like I'm just like trying to smush everything together. I'm like, yeah, I'll do another show. What? In 4 days? Done. Bring it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mush.
Hell is going on in my brain.
Yeah. My weekends are always like a series of three things that I have to catastrophically leap between, like falling bridge pieces in Indiana Jones.
And this weekend is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're local here, James and I will both be at the Four Pints Shy concert at Keegan's at 7 p.m. this St. Patrick's Day, this Saturday. So, yeah, you should go to that.
I would like
come
to.
Come party with us.
That is my current plan.
Find us and be like, I'm a listener of your podcast. And we'll be like, oh, you. I don't know anything about you, and you know everything about me.
Yeah, that was one of the super weird things, is that I've known Salsa for like 2 years, but I've listened to 8 years of his life.
That's creepy.
It's real weird.
You're real weird.
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay. So what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day, Garrick?
So I am a member of ConCom for Convergence. Uh-huh. So we have a ConCom meeting that day.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's the dumbest thing ever.
And then I have an audition.
Ooh.
And then...
Is it of a murderous type?
Murder. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's auditioning for that too. I know, right? I'm super excited.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. It was a fun time last year. That really made me stretch.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. You were amazing.
You were
because
real good.
I had never done improv before.
Ah.
I'm a scripted guy.
Right?
So,
I get that.
So it was nerve-wracking before the first one, and then once we got the first one under the belt, I was like, that was fun. And I don't think I was horrible. So, yeah. So
you
I have
don't
want
to work a Ren Faire then, huh?
No, I brought my
it's
mom. She had a wonderful time.
It's all those weekends for
she
Fest.
She thought you were charming.
Yeah. I can do charming.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I was raised to be charming, not sincere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Por que no los dos?
And then St. Pat's party down in Northfield.
Okay.
Ah, nice.
And in between audition and that,
that
dinner with
happening?
Girlfriend and her kids.
Yay.
So we'll play probably Exploding Kittens. I hear they really like that.
Yeah.
That is pretty fantastic.
13 and 11.
I think I own that one. Yeah.
That is exactly
We went out for dinner like 2 weeks ago, and that was my first time actually hanging. And,
nice.
And she was like, they liked you. I'm like, yay.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah.
Victory is mine.
Well, because, you know, if they hadn't, I'd been like,
that causes problems.
You know, yeah.
When you are dating someone and there are multiple people involved in that decision.
And
They
are higher priority as well. They should be.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I was like, if they didn't like me or could at least tolerate me.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing.
I mean, at this point, Jessa is just a few months. Oh, God. She's just 18. A few months from adult. oh, shit. Fuck.
And then you're free.
No, I'm not.
Question mark.
No.
I'm
reasonably priced. So, anyway.
Group discounts.
But, accurate. Okay. Uh-huh. At this point, if she doesn't like somebody, she'll just be like, dude, mom, you have a type.
Is she
that
like,
to me before.
You could do better?
She hasn't actually said that.
Or something similar.
She has given me looks.
Mm.
And my daughter is the queen of the look. Like, and she says she learned it from me, but there's no way I make the same face as she does. It's impressive. Look.
Yeah. I can feel that look.
I've seen you give that look.
Okay, well, she does it better. Guaranteed.
Luckily not at me.
Fucking guaranteed she does it better. Because she's not only can she give the mom look that I give, but she's also got the teenager eye roll. Like, she's got it all right now as far as facial expressions are concerned. She doesn't need to say things. She just does things with her face, and they convey everything. Yeah. Anyway, so, but yeah, like, she's almost 18. Like, I still take her into account. I actually value her opinion as a human being and not just as my child, like, that needs to be taken into account. So, sure. You know, that's nice. But at the end of the day,
well, it's like if you have a pet and the pet doesn't like the person you're dating.
That can
be an issue.
It's a complication.
And kids, yeah. I'm sorry, are more important than pets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know there's people out there who are like, what's the term they use?
I have fur babies.
Fur babies. Oh, yeah, I'm like,
I'm a dog.
You
man.
Can Look, you can care about your animals, and
yeah,
I totally respect that. Yeah. And
if you
please,
have them.
Yes.
Oh, God in heaven.
Which is why I don't have any pets, because I'm like, I'm not home enough to do that to
that's
a pet.
Exactly,
I live with two dogs, and I love them dearly. But I would not say that I'm like a dog dad. That
well,
is
also
weird
they're not yours.
Me.
You just live with them.
I'm like
they're,
a dog
they're like
uncle,
furry roommates.
Yeah. Dog uncle.
Yeah.
You're a dunkle?
That's weird.
You're weird.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We've established this.
Grand dog parent?
Repeatedly.
Several times during this podcast alone, yeah. No, I don't... It's just...
They're like furry roommates for you.
They are. They are exactly like roommates, which is why somebody was like, we should get a dog right now. And I was like, let's meet them. Because they have personalities. It's important to find someone who meshes.
It is. Yeah. I worked for the U of M Vet Hospital for 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I was there, I considered adopting one of their greyhounds because they get a lot of greyhounds. They're part of that network.
Yeah.
Took the greyhound home and it was scared to death of me. Because I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And what we think happened was that it had a trainer who was very abusive and big to it. And, you know, I have a loud voice. And
sure.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not the right fit for me or the dog.
Right. Yeah. You got to take the animal in order.
Yeah. Whereas another friend of mine who is equally as big but has a much more soothing voice, dog loved him.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the first dog that hasn't liked me.
Oh.
Then I dated a girl who had a dog who hated everybody, so that wasn't a good...
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That wasn't a good litmus test.
Right. No, that's fair. I get that.
Although, maybe it's like the reverse Cinderella thing. Some guy shows up, or, you know, whatever, and the dog's like, this human, in, you are part of our lives now. Yeah, it might
be. I don't want a dog to dictate my dating life, though, either. I don't want the dog to be the one to choose. I feel like I should get a say.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, if you're raising the pets well, most of them are fine with most people.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and sometimes they know things that, like, that we don't pick up on right away.
They can smell things we can't.
I mean, yeah.
No, I smelled that. It was James.
Yes. Actually, it's the fart cupboard. It's been stewing
for a
while.
That's why dogs sniff butts, because they're busy checking for assholes.
God damn it. Get out. This is the first time when we've been like, you fucking leave.
Yes. I'm out of time free.
And on that note, we should take a break.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. We didn't get to talk about... Okay, cool.
I mean...
No, that's fine.
Yeah?
It's okay, James. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Just push the button.
Well, now I feel bad.
Okay. No, it's okay, James.
Which means
James.
It's a perfect time to take a break.
I'll just sit here in the dark. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing.
You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Welcome back to the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, James,
Jenna,
and Garrick.
Woo! Yay!
So, what we like to do during this last section, the outro.
What?
The outro.
The outro.
Yeah. Is we'd like to start this off with, just a little bit of gratitude. We like to be grateful to someone or something or a nebulous concept of some kind. So, Jenna, would you like to start?
I am so grateful for friends that are kind. In a general sense. For having a network of people that are just like involved and interactive and like if I put something out on Facebook, like I get 18 million responses
and a harp and a piano
and a keyboard.
Yeah. And a Doom Beck.
Doom,
hoping for Doom Beck.
Doom,
yeah,
Doom Beck. Doom Beck.
It's the noises that it makes.
Like Doom Beck. Doom. If Beck were in a like death metal band, Doom Beck.
Yes.
Two turntables and a microphone. Right? Doom Beck.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But just
no, this could work.
Just it's much more about having just that network of and connection full of amazing people of all sorts of like various backgrounds and things and whatever, and that things like that just magically happen sometimes. Like you put a thing out there and friends are like, I gotcha. Like that's great to me. So I'm very grateful for that. James.
I'm grateful for the spirit of trial and error, experimentation and crafting and discovery. I was talking with Garrick about the controllers that I was working on, trying to personalize them, that it was not successful in the way that I did not produce a finished product that was pleasing to me, but I did learn a bunch of stuff about working with plastics and dyes and things like that, and that makes me really happy. So now I will have more information about building props and that kind of thing, which is something that fascinates me. So it's good experimentation. Woo!
Yay! I had a date like that once.
Stuff and things.
Plastic and things. Dyes and experimentation.
Okay.
Those are both good, and I have to come up with something different. Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, I mean, we've had all week to think about it. You've had...
Yes.
A minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I am thankful for honesty and learning things.
That's not a Miss America pageant. Come on, man.
No, I am. You know.
Tell us you're thankful for like KFC gravy or something. I don't know. I'm joking.
No,
you can be very pleased for honesty.
Just coming out of one show, which I learned some things on. And I always say even a bad experience, you can take away something.
Yeah.
Even if it's just as, I don't want to work with that person again, right? We've all been there.
Yes.
But, I love learning things and learning what works for me, what doesn't, and growing as a person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
In the figurative sense.
In the literal figurative sense?
No, literal sense would be that KFC gravy you're talking about. You gonna eat your cornbread?
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yay, very cool. Thank you.
Nice. Mm. And having done that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen at home and just everyone listening, feel free to submit the things that you are thankful for. We can always use a little more positivity.
We got that Facebook group.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's another thing that I'm grateful for. On our Facebook group.
I was just about to say, dibs on being grateful for the Facebook group.
You didn't quite, but it's not just that. is that we have listeners that share things at our Facebook group, such as pictures of new little mud puddles. So the muds now have their new mud puddle. So if you would like to see a picture, they did in fact share one on the Facebook group.
I am wrecked.
It's so adorable.
I'm just ruined
my God.
By this.
This is so cute. They made such a cute baby. Oh.
Yeah. Adorable child.
I am also grateful for that.
Yeah.
So,
with that being said, I think it's time for a Fast Five.
Yes. Yay! Woo! Got it.
So, Fast Five is a series of A or B choices.
Oh my God, I remembered something else I'm grateful for.
Okay.
Coffee.
Yeah. Definitely coffee.
Oh, my God. But not just any coffee.
No. Why would you go with just any coffee?
I want the best
That's
coffee.
Way more important than generous friends.
I mean, it's up there.
I don't drink coffee. It stunts your growth.
I'm right here.
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I'm already hitting my head on stuff. I don't need to be any taller. I really don't want to be any taller. I would much rather have a nice cup of coffee.
A really good cup of coffee. The best coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Oh, so what is this?
But who makes?
Oh, that's scotch in front of you. That's not coffee. That's scotch.
I know. But we're talking beverages.
Oh,
so.
Sure. That is Glenmorangie. This is the Speyside Elgin Classic, or Elgin Classic.
You're an Elgin Classic.
This one is the Chardonnay cask finish. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes.
So, if I have to go with coffee, you know, I'm going to get my coffee from True Stone.
True Stone coffee, you
say? Yeah, because they roast every bean to perfection.
Every single one?
Yes, and they deliver it fresh roasted.
Fresh roasted. Where do they deliver it?
Directly to your door.
To my door.
Yes, and you'll know it's yours because it has your fucking name on it.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just your name.
Your fucking name. Correct. Yeah. And
what's your fucking name?
Rocky Territorial.
Yes.
My first pet and the road that I lived on, Rocky Territorial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
There you go. Mm. So, if dear listener, if you would like to see for yourself just how amazing this coffee is.
Yeah.
Please go to truestonecoffee.com.
.com.
Buy a bunch of stuff. Just load your cart.
Just all
full.
All of it. All of it.
Full.
But because I don't have a lot of money, James.
And that's okay. I don't either. And when I go there, I don't have to spend a lot of money because I get a 10% discount when I use the code.
Apropos.
I believe it's pronounced apropos.
It's spelled apropos.
That's correct.
That's old school for appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is why we're apropos of nothing. But if you go there and you use that special discount code, you will get 10% off or $10 off of a $100. Or that's how percentages work.
Good job.
Right. So go there, do that. Get amazing coffee, really swank-ass shirts and tulip glasses and all of that stuff. It's fucking awesome. I'm looking forward to having Cool Brew for this 50-hour comedy marathon.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
We are going to need it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Oof. So, the coffee is going to be the best part of that.
It really will.
So,
for me.
You two can join us. In enjoying that, and we hope you will. All right, so Fast Five is five A or B choices.
Not involving the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Mm-mm.
Different.
No. Okay, good.
Right, the thing is, we don't know what the context is until we open the second message, where we will find out who is right
and
who
is
dead.
Or just, you know, or
wrong.
Mistaken.
Or dig, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, high pressure. Okay.
It feels like you're dead inside okay. and you're wrong.
I mean,
so,
it's really going to feel like I'm dead inside.
So,
either yeah. way.
Okay, so A or B choices, just one or the other, black or white. And then later we get the context.
Michael Jackson.
So
look, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here we go. Fast five. Question one. Acoustic or electric?
Acoustic.
Electric.
Is it? Because it could be guitar, it could be piano.
Acoustic.
It could be...
I love... I have a thing... yes. I love, like, pop music, like, rock music, like, mm-hmm. heavy music set to, like, acoustic instruments.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, you know, okay, Apocalyptica.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas String Quartet.
Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
Frank Turner. Frank Turner plays a lot of acoustic stuff in his sets.
I did not know.
But yeah, I love acoustic covers of heavy songs. It just delights me.
Yeah. There's one that I recently recommended to somebody, the acoustic medley from Black Ash Heritage from In Flames. It's fucking awesome. It's a like a classic guitar style replaying of Artifacts of the Black Rain. You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I went with electric because there's so many more sounds.
Sure.
You can get out of it. Huh. Did you guys ever see the
I thought
documentary?
You were going with the electric slide.
No.
It's electric.
The documentary Might Get Loud with The Edge and Jack White and who's the third one? A guitarist. Mm. Jimmy Page, I think. It was Jimmy Page. And there, in the opening segment, Jack White just makes a little amp for his guitar.
Neat.
He just...
That's fucking
here's
awesome.
How you do it. And
oh my
so they're
God,
just
yes.
talking about, you know, how they get all these different sounds out of their guitars. And you can just see the love that each of them has for the guitar. And for, oh, you're teaching me a new way to do things. Because the Edge... has a lot of pedals.
Right.
And that's what he
seems
that's
right.
Yeah. And he says and a lot of U2 songs wouldn't be anything without these pedals because here's what it does. And he's
yeah.
and you're just like, wow, I never even thought of that.
I listened to Metallica just on an acoustic guitar, like it was an electric guitar with no distortion, and it just sounds like surf rock.
I like, see that
really like super actually so it is the electric distortion that really gives us the rock sound, that hard rock or metal sound. And so I might looping
can
pedals
just, can we just say yay for music?
I mean
we can, but we do also have to choose.
We have to pick.
It is a rule. You have
to pick. I'm still going electric.
I'm going acoustic.
I'll go electric.
It's electric.
Boogie oogie oogie. Alright. Two. Cooperative or competitive?
Cooperative.
I'm going to go co-op.
I love co-op games.
Yeah, even competitive co-op games.
Yeah.
But I love co-op games.
Co-op.
Although, pandemic, oh my God.
I mean, that's kind of a combination.
It's cooperative, but... Ooh, buddy.
The board games that get to my table are generally, 9 times out of 10, going to be co-op. Those are the ones we keep going back to.
Well, and I have lots of friends who just... They know that they don't have patience for competitive board games, but they love co-op games.
Yeah.
And so I've come to really value those experiences. And a lot of my favorite gaming experiences have been games where we're working toward a common goal. So I would say co-op,
But there are a lot of great competitive games out there.
Mm. Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
I prefer co-op.
But what comes to the table more, the co-op?
Yeah.
Zombicide Black Plague is a big one for my game.
In video games, I prefer getting a group together and shooting the shit out
like
of some enemies
together. Lovers in a Dangerous
together.
Space Time?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I hate online games. I'm not an online gamer.
Well, that's okay.
I'm like, if I want to play games with people, I want them in the same room.
Yeah.
So I'll play party games.
LAN parties.
Which end up being
Lovers
more
in a Dangerous Space Time is it's a console game. I mean, it's probably a computer game too, but so you're in the room together, so that's nice, but you're each controlling different parts of the spaceship.
Mhm.
And so
running
like if you need
forth.
To and you have to run out, there's like two characters and like seven different places in the spaceship to make things go, so you have to run back and forth, and, like, you're working together, but you're also shouting at each other. So, like, no, no, we need to go left. Ah, ah. So that's pretty fantastic.
Have you ever played Captain Sonar?
No.
It's real-time submarine battle.
What?
And you're a team of four.
Yeah, I think we did play this over at the Boothie Love Shack. Love Shack.
Boothie Love Shack. Wait.
It's highly stressful.
So
you have your captain, your first mate, your engineer, and
we did do this. Oh my god.
It's like Battleship on steroids.
I said you should be the communications person, and that was a bad idea.
It was.
You got distracted.
I tried so hard.
Because there were so many noises.
Yeah.
So that's cooperative and competitive, because you're working on a team against another team.
That's true.
I'm going to go with cooperative. I had a fucking astounding time playing Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Okay.
Which is a team sport functionally, and my favorite thing to do is to carry the bucket. Like, I don't know what it's called. It's like the crystalline chalice or something like that, and it makes a little bubble of safety for your team, and you have to try to keep this ring around your team, otherwise they start taking damage. And it's just, it's so angry and it's fast paced and fucking awesome. I love it so much. So yeah, I'll go co-op.
Yeah. Oh, did we all go co-op?
I think we did.
Yay, go team.
Woo.
We did it together cooperatively.
Yeah. All right. Question three.
Yeah.
IP or Mac? IP or Mac? Not PC. IP or Mac.
I mean, they're
Internet
both addresses.
Protocol?
Yeah.
That's the one option. They're both. I think IPv6.
Right.
Yeah. So I would have to go with IP. IPv6 is kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of just using numbers, it uses numbers and letters in hexadecimal and increases the number of possible codes from like 2 billion to like 16 billion something.
Oh, I thought it was way more than that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand why that is being compared to Mac.
Like a Mac
address? Like a Mac address is like a hardware code.
Okay. Yeah. And Mac, I'm like, computer.
So like actual.
So that's why I'm like
specific hardware or something more.
A Mac computer. I didn't see the.
No. Yeah.
That's where I was confused.
But, I mean could be. We're just making guesses as to what we think the context is. Yeah. This one seems pretty obvious to me, but there could be more. Like, which one do you hate more in connecting to whatever?
Or it could be intellectual property versus Apple computers. You know, which
I'm gonna go IP.
Yeah?
I think we all went IP.
Yeah. Klaxon or car horn?
What's klaxon?
Klaxon is it's a brand of warning siren horn.
Oh.
Commonly used for like weather sirens and bomb drops and things, Klaxon.
Klax off.
That's not how that works.
The klaxer.
But and they actually have a. I think you.
Which
take
one is
a pill
more annoying? It's the klaxon.
Maybe.
I'm gonna go car horn because not a lot of Minnesotans use them.
I was about to say which one makes me want to punch someone. That would be the car horn.
Car horn. Yeah. If it's like a punching one. Car horn.
But if it's just which one is more annoying or do you just in general hate more, it would be the klaxon.
I really want my car horn switch to have like a turbo option on it so that I can get like a really rapid and just startle the shit out of somebody if they're being a complete ass face. Maybe.
I think. Yeah, I'm just going to say klaxon.
Yeah, klaxon
also, that's
sounds
kind
cooler.
Of fun to say,
yeah.
I want car horn.
Car horn. Okay.
I'll stick with klaxon, yeah. And then five, work or play?
I don't understand.
No. Shh, I know. Shh, it's okay.
I don't.
Play is when you do something for the enjoyment of it.
But if you have a good job, work could be that too.
Right.
No. History has taught me that if you do something for money, you begin to regret that decision no matter what.
That's why I hate sex. What?
Yeah.
That's not accurate. Oh, God. I'm going to say work.
This might be something like, where do you meet most of your friends?
Yeah.
Play.
Play.
Work.
Oh, just play.
Just maybe. Play. Play. I say play.
Yeah? I'm going to go with work. All right.
Now, if it's now, kid and play.
We all.
Oh. Am I still going to play?
Okay.
Here is our context.
Woohoo.
Oh. Acoustic or electric? Which do you prefer? Voice
who's
call
this from,
or
by the way?
Text message?
Did you say who this was from?
This is, and I just opened up the header so that I could find out. This is from Stefan Senpai, Stefan Muller.
Yay, Stefan!
Yeah, yay, Senpai. So acoustic or electric, which do you prefer, voice call or text message?
Text message.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like to be able to compose my thoughts right. when I respond, so I prefer text.
Yeah, rarely ever do I use voicemails anymore.
Right.
Unless I have the occasional friend, which I will leave song messages.
Aww.
Aww.
Do that for my sister.
Just I get a song in my head, and then I randomly tailor my lyrics to whatever I want to leave the message on.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I approve of that.
So, I think I'm going to go with electric.
I think in general, yeah, I'm going to have to go electric.
I do a lot of text messaging.
It's electric.
Boogie, yogi, yogi.
And I said electric.
Yay!
Nicely done.
Jenna was wrong.
Yes, correct. Number two, cooperative or competitive, which of these game styles are more enjoyable to play at a LAN party?
I still prefer cooperative.
I love co-op, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually playing co-op games with Stefan Senpai.
I mean, it kind of depends. Has somebody in the room pissed me off recently?
Leroy Jenkins!
If I did that, I'd be like, Jenna Young!
I am that guy.
I have a Leroy Jenkins story. It was, my late ex, Bill, was his first full experience with Convergence. He'd been there once, just kind of in passing, possibly ghosting. And so I was like, we're going to get you a ticket. You're going to come. So many people that are ghosting don't even know that that's a thing. Like, somebody was just like, hey, do this thing, and didn't, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I get angry at the people that are angry at the people that don't know. Anyway, so, but yeah, so, like, we got him the membership. He was there for the weekend, whatever, and there was a boffing tournament. And Bill was like, I want to hit people with foam. Like, this looks like fun. And so he gets partnered up, and he signs up, and he goes into the thing, and like the person he was competing against had just taken out like 50 people or something, and was just like, I'm whipping this thing around. Woo. Bill's like, I have a foam bat. I'm super excited about this. So he goes in like for the first bout, like he goes in and he's like, I'm gonna hit the nope, I'm dead, just like that.
Uh-huh.
So, and of course, it's held in the Garden Court area. So there's like all of these people just watching this, and they go to separate places, and it's like the best 2 out of 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're on separate corners, and the guy says, go. And Bill just holds this thing over his head, and he goes, Leroy Jenkins! And just rushes at the guy and didn't even get a swing in before he got a hit.
Yep.
But it was hilarious. I was so proud.
At the very least, he could win comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a couple years before I just said, let the boffers be their boffers.
Yeah.
I fully admit I was very judgmental of them when I first started going. Because I'm like, I don't get it. Use real weapons. In the herd.
I am that herd.
So, but like I said, I was very judgmental.
Sure.
I'm using I statements. It was me, not them. And then, you know, I got to... They're having fun. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
They're not hurting anybody.
It's my favorite thing.
As much as I'd like them to hurt each other, they aren't. So, you know, they're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and once I got that mindset, I was like, Convergence is a much happier place for me.
Yeah.
Don't yuck someone's
yum. Do your thing. Yeah.
So. You will be happier as a person.
Yeah.
That was actually where I first bumped into Captain America, was that he was in a boxing tournament. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, the guy who looks like almost like him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Fellow Fearless member, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're in Seattle now,
yeah,
so you don't see much of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But, yes.
Yeah. Funniest story. I didn't know him from Adam.
Right.
That's a phrase. I think I've heard it before.
It is.
Elevators get really busy. We all know this.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. So we were going down. The elevator was full. We stopped off at his floor. He's dressed up in his suit. Looks like Steve Rogers.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
And the operator's like, "We're full. Sorry." He's like, "Really? You can't squeeze me?" "No, we're full." And he just threw a little. took off.
Yeah.
I'm like, he needs to settle down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
we actually.
That was my only interaction with him, and it wasn't even an interaction with me. It was an interaction with the whole elevator. Yeah. I was like, wow.
We first got to know him through this podcast, actually. there was nobody that's actually in this room had that interaction, but
no, yeah,
there was an interaction, and we talked about it on the podcast, and then like. One of his friends was like, "Dude, you have to listen to this podcast. I think they're talking about you."
Uh-huh.
And then he like heard the podcast. He was like, "Yeah, that was a dick thing. I'm sorry." Like, it was just kind of like one of those things. And so then Matt and Salsa were like, "No, we're the dicks." And they had a big dude who's
dude
the bigger
dick thing,
but like not in a penis measuring way. I don't know. So then, yeah, that's how we got to know him.
Yeah.
Is through guys being dicks.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. So,
but
that was my story about that.
Sure.
And I'm like,
no,
that taught me I could chill out occasionally.
Yeah. Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's the whole first world problem thing.
Right.
Speaking of letting go, is this a big deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, growing as a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else we got?
All right. So. IP or Mac, which answer makes you more of an asshole when someone asks, "What's your address?" I think Mac address makes you more of an asshole. If you're like, "Yes, this is my hardware address." Because, you know, IP address, you could just be like, it's 10 dot something.
Yeah.
And people are like, I get it.
10.0.0.1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mac.
I would say Mac. Yeah.
I would agree with the Mac.
I think that makes you an asshole, yeah.
Yeah.
Klaxon or car horn, which sound startles you more when played from out of nowhere?
Oof. I'm going to go car horn.
I think
I am more primed to be startled when that happens.
Mm.
Whereas,
I can see that.
Like, we just fucking test things all the time, and so I'm like, whatever.
First Wednesday of the month.
I don't know that I actually need to go find a shelter. I suppose I could look it up or something, but, like, when there's a car horn, I'm like, holy shit, who do I yell at? Fucking, Like, yeah. No, I think car horns startle me more.
If I'm outside.
I'm not primed for them.
If I'm outside, car horns, definitely. If I'm inside, I'm like, somebody's a fucking dickbag.
Well,
whatever. But klaxons pretty, especially like storm warning sirens and things like that. I always have like a
I don't get that. I'm just like, ugh, they're testing things again.
I think it also is proximity though.
Mm.
Like the louder a noise is to you, the more startling it's gonna be. So like the first Wednesday of the month, which is a ways away, it didn't startle me at all.
Hmm.
For no, me, that's
like,
fair.
Yeah.
But always if you're walking on the street and all of a sudden a car horn goes off right by you, you're gonna jump.
Yeah, no, that's
like, what
that
the
makes
heck?
Sense.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a former friend of mine and you honk the horn when someone's looking under your hood, fuck you.
What dick did that?
Captain
Someone
America.
I'm no longer friends with.
I'm just kidding.
Aw.
Okay, so question 5: work or play? As theater is not your primary source of income, do you consider it work or play?
Yes. All of the above.
Ah.
Depends what aspect of it.
It depends on what production it is.
There is that. Like, die laughing is definitely work for me. It is a lot of work. It is valuable and rewarding work, but it is work.
I consider it work all the way up until it is happening, and then it's play.
Yeah, ask Eric Thompson about whether or not die laughing is work or play for him.
Oh, no, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
That it's, and I know
he
that...
He is probably the hardest working motherfucker there that weekend.
I've
straight up.
Seen.
Yeah.
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 I,
like, people are like, but you do so
work.
Much. I'm like, I do pretty much everything up until that weekend. And then once the weekend happens, my job is to be there in case something gets set on fire. And if I did my job right ahead of time, nothing's going to get
only
set on
right
fire.
Things get set on fire.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would still consider it play, though, because I'm not relying on it to support me.
Yeah.
So I'm doing, even though it can be stressful and it can be a lot of, elbow grease.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it for the fun aspect of it. So I would consider that play.
I kind of do die laughing for other people's fun.
Yeah.
And not really mine. Like,
yeah.
Like, I enjoy providing opportunities for people and providing an environment where things can happen, whatever. But it's not really playtime for me. It's it's rewarding work. It really is.
Hmm.
I have a specific contract for die laughing, so like I actually do get paid for it.
Oh.
A little bit. Yeah. 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 I'm pseudo staff as far as that's concerned, but yeah.
But then that would be considered work.
I have a hard time drawing those lines. Honestly, like in the like I get that as a very like if I need to box things definitions, sure, but I don't. It's not, I don't know. I also really enjoy my job when it's not being evil. So I just like doing things. And like, I think that any form of play is going to take a certain amount of work. Like that's just straight up. You need to put your time in and make it be a thing. So,
It's still fun, but if you're having a script you have to memorize, that's still work to get off book.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still say that's going towards that artistic goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's leading up to the play.
Sure.
Whereas I consider this question, work is more bread and butter. How am I putting food on the table and a roof over my head?
Gotcha.
Right.
So that's your interpretation. Your interpretation is that
the stuff going into it. Because even like my how do I put food on the table? I fucking love being a fourth dimensional time wizard. Like, that's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, aligning time, like, figuring out schedules and asking people if they need help. Like, I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
That's why I do it. There is a certain amount, like, when I'm facilitating a meeting, like, I'm starting off and I'm joking with people and, like, getting the crowd going and whatever. I still play with that.
Mm.
That's fantastic for me. I love that. So, yeah, I guess. If there's not any play in my work, then I'm doing it wrong. But if there's not any work in my play, then I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. I think...
That's kind of where I'm at with
it. I'm going to go with work for a very specific reason.
Okay.
And that is, as much as I enjoy doing it, as much as it is something that I do often when it does not pay, and that everything else is a means of funding this for me... I tend to take it very seriously.
Sure.
I show up ahead of time, well ahead of time. I don't drink before I perform. Really, ever. I try to over-prepare for whatever thing it is. I push myself to perform better and... to really throw myself into it every single time. I think I take it too seriously to consider it to be playtime. As much as I enjoy it, and especially as that thing is happening, that it is amazing, I have to say it's work for me, and I throw myself into
it. Question.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way about video games? Like, if you put a lot of work and effort into the video game, does that make it more work than play? I feel like there's so much gray area in here.
I come from the opposite angle on it.
Okay.
Although I do, I always try to do the most difficult thing first.
Yeah, I know.
In video games.
I know.
Just how I found out that you can eat
trees. I know. God damn it.
Yeah, I also, for me, I tend to approach that from the opposite side. I end up doing work and, like, investing time into it, but...
You just start off, like, flailing your arms, running around wildly, having a good time, frolicking, kind of. And then work happens?
But the difference is you could walk away from that game if you chose to. Like, if you were not getting any enjoyment out of it, you could be like, I'm out of here.
To an extent,
I don't see you being able to do that in a job and work.
No, and especially not
well.
You know,
especially not when I owe that other thing my consideration because of other people.
Hmm.
I was asked to do a show recently, and I had to turn it down, and I felt fucking miserable about it because I really wanted to do that show, and I felt like I was letting the director down by not being able to perform. And that's a very real thing. Yeah. Like,
there's also a time aspect. Like, if you're committing to do a show, that is taking away time that you could be doing other things, like
playing,
watching Mulan for the 50 millionth time. Like, that's my form of play.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Like, it kind of depends on the project. It depends on what we're doing, and it depends on how much I want to be there.
So James said work, I said play, and Jenna was sort of in the middle.
Well, really, she can't be in the middle. She has to choose.
I guess it's all. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna put in my foot down. This is actually a thing that I'm very very big on. Is that We have a tendency to divide things by what it is that we're claiming on our taxes, and it's not that cut and dry. Life should be fun. Life should be play. You know, and you should be putting work into that.
I'm one of the least serious people that you'll meet, but I'm also one of the most serious people that you'll ever meet.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time. Yeah. I mean, having contacts doesn't do a goddamn thing for me right now. No.
Yeah.
Huh. So was I right? Kind of. How's that? There's my answer.
Yeah.
I did actually choose when we had to do the ARB.
Now
that we have context, I feel like I can be more wishy-washy.
If I had to say, I think you put an enormous amount of work into pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So I don't think you necessarily.
I'm not sure I know how to play in a way that other people mean play.
Well, and I've had shows that stress me out to no end because of all the work I'm putting into it.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing it because I love it and I love the end result.
Yeah.
And it's a want to do versus need to do.
Yeah.
I think once I've committed to something, I need to do it, whether I'm enjoying it or not.
Same.
It then
yes, because you have committed to it,
right.
But still going in, it's a want to do.
Yeah, but I do the same thing with my job.
Sometimes,
like I fucking love what I do. I do have a difference between play and job, or hobby and job, or outside of job. Mm. Like, but work to me is kind of that's not the same thing as job. Maybe that's just a physics question. I don't know. Like, I do not consider, like the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
The day that I consider that a job, I'm leaving because I'm severely underpaid for what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're doing that because you want to do it. You don't need to do it.
Yeah, but it's also work, and it is something I'm getting paid for.
Yeah. But
it's something I'm getting paid for. Yeah. And I claim it on my taxes.
Roof over.
As far as the IRS is concerned,
I'm not gonna become rich doing theater.
No.
I
I think you could.
I think you could.
You know, if it pays for a night out drinking, then I'm good. Mm. Or gas.
I would like to make my living with acting and writing. I would love that.
It's a precarious life.
I had to explain to a boss. They were like, "Well, you know, if you want a career, you need to be." And I was like, "I like working for you, and it's important that I am serious about that and everything. You need to know that any job I have is essentially just to fund performing.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here doing this if it didn't pay the bills for this thing. And the moment that interferes, I can't do this anymore." Because that is the purpose of what I'm doing here. But yeah.
The worst job I ever had was a mid-shift where I was working noon to 10.
Ugh.
And that meant one, no free time and no theater.
Yep.
That was a miserable 8 months because I had no outlet for what I love to do.
Yeah.
No matter how hard it is, I couldn't do what I love to do. Right. So that for me was like, but the job is putting the food on the table.
Right.
Sometimes it's the thing that you're doing right now so that you can do other things later. Yeah. Yeah.
I did at one point. I left a job with no backup and I'm like, I just can't do this anymore kind of a thing. Like. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even about the time that it was eating up specifically. It was, you know, the way I was treated and things like that. I'm like, I'm not having fun here. I hate everything. I need to go. And I didn't have anything lined up, which was scary as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I got something real quick. But, yeah. Like, if I'm not having fun, if I'm not getting that play aspect out of what I'm doing, it's just, nope.
Not worth it.
Done.
I appreciate, like, my mom worked, she's been the primary breadwinner for my parents, my immediate family, you know, anybody who's living in that immediate family, in that same household for 40 years more, potentially. She's amazing, and she has incredible dedication to her job and loyalty to whatever company she's working for. But I just, like, I see the way that they treat her as a result, and I don't think that she should. She's incredible for doing it.
Right.
But I want her, and she's got a really great job, and they treat her very well now, and that makes me happy. Because she's had jobs before where I was like, they are so awful to you. Don't put up with it.
I have had stepping stone jobs.
Yeah.
Like, those are totally a real thing. That's just a means to an end, but you don't stay there.
Sometimes you have to poop at the gas station.
For a reason. Right? You're only there for a brief period until...
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've definitely done that. So, thank you very much for the excellent questions, Stefan Senpai.
Yay!
We are done. And does anybody have anything to plug before
Oh my god. This Friday, I think it's 7 o'clock, it might be 7:30, I don't know, check the internets. PowerPoint Karaoke at Fantasy Flight Games. I'll be there. Some other people will be there. We'll be making up speeches for y'all and presentations. Jeez. Based off of whatever the Melissa's put on a slideshow.
Those hilarious slides.
Oh my god, she's so fucking good at that. So yeah, that is this Friday, and then next Friday, you can see me.
Yes.
And I think others, like probably about 8 other people, if I'm doing my math right, doing vilification tennis. It's our religion show.
Oh, good.
Yes, let's take the one Christian on cast and put her in the religion show.
We needed to church it up
fun,
a little.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think my daughter's in that one, too, so...
Seems right.
Yeah. can watch us yell at each other back and forth about whether or not there's a God. She says no. I say, maybe. yeah.
Good.
Also, yeah, I've been writing for it. It's delightful. I'm excited. And then in less than a month, April 6th through the 8th at the Phoenix Theater, we got 50 fucking hours of comedy.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. I've got the schedule is delightful. I am super excited for all of the things happening. Like, I've been trying to figure out when I'm going to sleep. And the answer is no.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, I have. And the schedule is up on the website.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. I got that up and then adjusted a bunch of stuff. last minute changes and things like that. But yeah, so we have the schedule up and you should go take a look at that. Thank you to James who made that sumbitch sortable.
Woo.
So now if you're like, hey, I'm just curious what kind of improv they have going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can sort by improv. And you can see all the improv shows and decide which improv shows you're going to go to. If you're like, hey, I want to go, but I want to know if I should bring my kids or what times I can bring my kids, you can sort by family friendly. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a little schedule of all the family friendly time slots.
Schedule.
It's all right.
It's a small. Wait, yeah.
It's actually not that bad.
It's a niche audience.
As far as children's programming, I don't think we actually have anything specifically geared towards children. But we do have a lot of things that are considered family-friendly or teens and up.
Like Pizpor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So excited. And for those that are fans of Pizpor, he'll be doing something new this year. So definitely come check that out.
So fucking excited.
Yeah. And again, volunteer form is up and going, so please feel free to volunteer some of your time to die laughing. We appreciate it. It helps make this whole thing be a thing. We could not do it without the people that volunteer to help make this thing go. So,
correct.
If you got a few hours, you know, fill that form out, and we'll get you some. In fact, if you say, hey, I'd like to volunteer a couple hours before this particular show I want to see, there's a good possibility we could make that happen.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that's what I've got in the more immediate, unless I get another fucking show added to my goddamn schedule. Because I'm dumb.
You mean if anyone anywhere asks you...
Yes, don't say that out loud. Somebody will do it.
yeah. In exchange for a drum.
I would, actually. Do you have a djembe?
Do I know someone? Yeah.
I'll do a storytelling show for a djembe. I got no problems with that.
Yeah. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you come here? Doom.
Oh,
doom
good.
Back.
Doom back.
Doom back.
Went back to the doom back.
You went back to the doom back.
Yeah.
I shifted to djembe, but, you know. No. I'll do a storytelling show for a
djembe. Oh, that's a sequel to Django.
Yes, actually. Right. Well done.
Yeah.
It's... Aw.
Fart cupboard.
Yes, we
literally.
We literally have a fart cupboard. Yeah. He was not lying about that.
I was like, it's figurative. Okay, cool. No, it's literal.
It's literal.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Cupboard. Yeah.
That's why the boys are on that side of the bar.
I have not farted while I've been here.
I mean, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
At this point, with this room.
Yeah.
But.
So.
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
Derek?
I'm just participating in some Die Laughing
shows
for my first year.
I am looking forward to having you there with us.
I'm so excited.
Not just as a volunteer, but as part of our organization.
Yes.
But it was awesome. Last year I volunteered and met a lot of cool people. Like, I helped out in box office, and that's where I met Megan, and she is amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Soup's amazeballs.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, you meet fun people.
Go.
Yeah. What about you, James? You got anything?
I am almost done with the script for my very first thing that I've ever written for stage since, like, eighth grade. I wrote a terrible crossover between Hamlet and Star Wars, but this is the first thing that I've written for stage since then. And it's terrifying, and I love it.
Do you know they actually did that for Fringe a few years back?
Hamluke.
Yeah.
Oh, we did Starlet.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, Fringe show about five or so years back.
And they still bring it back occasionally for Bryant Lake.
Nice. What?
That just tells me that we were
Brad Erickson and Mike
on something, on a sort of a cultural pulse, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this
good
was
job.
Like 20
Look, if you were in eighth
ago,
grade, fucking good on you, yo.
Yeah. So, but that's coming up. I've got like five fucking things or more that I'm doing for Die Laughing, and I'm so pumped for this. Not the least of which is that we are going to be doing this show live.
Oh, bloody hell.
Potentially with those assholes from High Five Guys. So,
yeah.
Pay attention.
And that,
oh, no.
That is a thing. This year, it is not available yet, but keep your eyes open. You will be able to pre-donate before Die Laughing happens. For our host swapping and our shots.
Yes. We want to maximize our misery for your entertainment.
So, probably by the next episode, we will have the ability for you to pick your hosts and things like that.
Donate ahead of time.
Don't interrupt me!
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we will have ways for you on the website to be able to choose which hosts are going into which shows at what times. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have the list available, but hosts are not just the current hosts of the podcast, but we're involving previous hosts of the podcast. So if you want to fuck with Matt Alex, and you know you want to fuck with Matt Alex, force him to be on this podcast again.
Yes.
Force him.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there will be those options, should be up on the website in the next week or so.
Yeah.
So prepay, because I mean, I know Sean will be up. Sean Petre. And hopefully Katie will be up, because I mean, it's 4 in the goddamn morning for us, but it's like what, 2 in the afternoon in Australia, like,
or 6?
I don't know.
In the evening?
I can't math.
I think it's
I'm a girl.
14-hour difference.
I have no idea. But, yeah. So those of you who are not international, we know it's kind of a late-night spot. And yeah. So donate early.
Sure.
Make sure to make us suffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like ordering your pies ahead of time before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Order your suffering.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for listening. Thank you to our wonderful Stefan Senpai for the Fast Five.
Yay.
Thank you to TrueStone for making great coffee.
Oh, my God, yes.
Until we meet again, eat the fucking cake.
Eat the fucking cake. This is me testing my microphone. Testy, 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 testy.
Detest? Testing. Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.